Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Welcome to the month of April, beginning with April Fool's Day. So I feel the need to say that this is a genuine recording for tonight's full moon in Libra. The real deal, not a pretend. At the same time, it is only fair to say that astrologically, April is a difficult and challenging month this year. So it's really nice that the full moon tonight is a lovely one that will bring a chance for checking in with ourselves, with our goals, with our capacities, to figure out how we can bring our best selves forward to meet the needs in our own lives and in the world at large. Not going to be the easiest month, not going to lie. And yet, this full moon has a lot to offer us as we get underway. Let's dive in. We're beginning April with a full moon in Libra, the cardinal air sign of balance, fairness, harmony, and advocacy. The full moon itself is lovely, with both benefics, Venus and Jupiter, connected and strong. Patterns in the rest of the chart, though, point to the dangers and distress of the world. This difficult background for a supportive and caring full moon offers two broad stroke interpretations. In the first, we may find it difficult this month to be the best, caring, inclusive, grounded, creative self we want to be when confronted with a world that seems to be coming apart around us. In the second, the strong benevolence of the full moon brings balm to a troubled world, doing the best she can to help and helping us find our best ways forward. Both can be true at the same time. The beginning of April is an interesting time in literature, the time of the full flowering of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Chaucer sent his varied pilgrims off on their journey to Canterbury as April begins, writing of soft showers relieving winter's drought, flowers blooming everywhere, their sweet scents perfuming the air. He portrays a time of renewal. Pilgrims are on the road because their hearts are softened and turn once again to spiritual needs, or in some cases, good fellowship and the enjoyment of travel. T.S. Eliot inverted Chaucer's theme by opening his poem The Wasteland with April is the cruelest month. In 1922, after the devastations of World War I, Eliot described April as a taunt. As the natural world renewed itself with the glories of spring, people could not. Too much had happened. Too much loss and pain. George Orwell, writing in 1948, opens his dystopian novel 1984 with, "It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. The world, and Orwell, had been through another world war. The world was broken. Again, spring cannot deliver on her promises of renewal, and all the clocks are wrong." Orwellian has become a popular adjective in the current political climate, especially here in the U.S., where leaders contradict themselves within minutes, and sorting out truth from lies has become nearly impossible. Yet this full moon will not give up on spring or on hope. The moon moves through the second decan of Libra, a place of alliances, friendship, and commitments of all kinds. While the moon loves being in relationship, she's not at her best here in the middle of Libra, where she can feel pressured by the demands of relationship, even as she longs for the security it can offer. This is a moon ready to work with others, who also needs to be sure she doesn't overcommit. This moon is ruled by Venus, who just entered her other home, the steady sign of Taurus. This is Venus's nighttime home, where she grabs a cozy blanket, a good book, her favorite tea, and snuggles in for a relaxed evening. At the beginning of Taurus, Venus is lucky in her capacity to bring good things to her. She is abundant here. She can help the Libra moon come back to her own needs. The sun in mid-Aries is strong and powerful. This is the decan the sun rules, a place of focused individuals ready to move through the world with confidence and big energy. This sun is ruled by Mars, currently in the third decan of Pisces, a place where everything is dissolving into one vast ocean, letting go of the individuality Mars prizes. And yet Mars rules this final decan of Pisces. Here, Mars' determination brings focus to a diffusing energy. Mars has power. So this strong individual sun, supported by Mars, illuminates a moon exquisitely focused on the needs of others, supported by Venus. Each side is squared by Jupiter in the middle of Cancer, the sign of his exaltation in the decan he rules. Here, Jupiter is powerful and especially nurturing. Austin Coppock's title for this decan is A Walled Garden, a protected place where life can grow and become strong. Jupiter's presence turns this full moon into a T-square. The great benefic, the big good thing, is here to support each side, making sure sun and moon have everything they need to do well. And, squares being what they are, Jupiter can nurture each side by making sure the other one doesn't overdo it. The strong Sun might overpower this moon, but Jupiter won't let that happen. He's here to create the best possible outcome for all. It's a great place to begin this April, a month that includes some very challenging patterns. Within the full moon phase, Venus will square Pluto. Both in fixed signs and Venus in one of her home signs, they will confront each other. Pluto, always bringing depth, will ask what our comfortable place in life costs us. And what about the costs to others? Venus will reply that everything is supported by what Taurus does. Slow growth, carefully nurtured, by consistent investment in worthy goals, by committing to what is good and staying the course. Perhaps this Venus-Pluto square will offer us a solid place to stand, Venus and Taurus, as we gaze into the depths Pluto needs us to see. Between this full moon and the next new moon in Aries, Mars and Mercury will enter Aries, where each will conjunct Neptune. Confusion in action and thought, with fire added. After the Aries new moon, Mars and Mercury each conjunct Saturn. The Mars-Saturn conjunction will mark an especially difficult time. The two malefics don't play well together. Then Mercury comes up to conjunct Saturn and Mars on the same day, April 20th, a day we should all avoid getting into arguments. Then, as April closes, Venus reaches the end of Taurus to conjunct Uranus on April 23rd. Venus then enters Gemini April 24th. Uranus follows, entering Gemini April 25th. Uranus enters Gemini this time without looking back. No more retrogrades into Taurus. Everything is about to speed up and probably get more unusual at the same time. So we're starting this spring month, either wonderful or cruel, depending, with a gorgeous full moon that combines individual strength and focus with a commitment to working with and helping others, held together by a very powerful and beneficent Jupiter who only wants the best for all of us. We will be traveling over some rough territory this month and in the months to come. It's time to prepare. Take the time to dive into this full moon. Map out how the full moon chart intersects with your birth chart. Where are Aries and Libra for you? Where is Jupiter in mid-Cancer sitting in your chart? Where's Venus in Taurus? Mars in Pisces? There's been so much going on in Aries lately, you probably know exactly where this fire sign has been lighting things up. With the Sun, Saturn, and Neptune all in early Aries, we can feel empowered, even driven, while not being clear on what we ought to be doing or how to do it. There's a lot of drive without good direction. The Libra moon and Jupiter in Cancer can focus our attention on where our support, interest, compassion, and caring are needed, giving all that Aries a place to direct the energy. Wherever Jupiter in Cancer is transiting your chart is a place that has been experiencing the generous, expansive energy of the Philosopher King. Look to this area of your chart for good things, expansive and lucky things. Even in times of affliction, Jupiter will do the best he can. If he can't shower us with wonderful things, he will do his best to protect us from the worst. Mars helps us get things done. we will absolutely feel the shift when he moves from Pisces into bright Aries, his home. Yet it's good to remember how strong Mars can be at the end of Pisces. He may move more stealthily, but he still gets stuff done. Keep an eye on Uranus. This is a good time to review where he's been transiting your chart as he's moved through Taurus these last 7 years. Uranus in slow, steady Taurus has definitely changed things in the world of banking and money. I think we've also seen his influence in climate disruption. In Gemini, we'll be dealing with a much faster, flashier, less predictable Uranus. Expect more changes and innovations in tech and weirder ones, as just one example. Where will Uranus in Gemini be transiting your chart? It's a complicated time in history, and April is a complicated month. Use this beautiful full moon to reorient. Who am I at my core? What are my goals and desires? How can I bring my capabilities to bear on the many challenges we face right now? Where do my goals align, Aries, with collective needs, Libra? This full moon is a great time to find balance within and without, so we can each move forward in the best way possible, bringing the best of what we have to share with the world. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, hoping that you will get a chance to see a gorgeous full moon tonight. I saw it rise outside my front porch last night in a clear sky, and it was amazing. I hope it will be an amazing time for each of us to come home to ourselves and prepare to meet whatever's going to show up in the months ahead. As always, thank you for listening.